Hi, and welcome to another fantastic audio presentation with Jonathan Doyle from beingcatholic.com.au. It's great to have you with us. Each year, Jonathan reaches tens of thousands of people around the world with a message of hope and change. And we know this presentation will make a real difference in your life, and through you, many others. Please take a moment to visit the website at www.beingcatholic.com.au and add your comments to a recent story or share a link with your friends. It's our aim to build a dynamic global community of information and encouragement through the Being Catholic website, and your support by simply passing on the web address to others is crucial. So now, sit back, relax, and enjoy another powerful message with Jonathan Doyle from beingcatholic.com.au.
Well, hi there, I'm Jonathan Doyle. Welcome to the Being Catholic podcast. Great to have just a couple of moments to speak to you personally, whether you're a Catholic educator or involved in some form of Catholic leadership or youth work or the wider life of the church, or importantly, if you're a parent. I've just got some great stuff that I want to bring you once a week. I tend to have my head buried in books and reading a lot of stuff and getting to speak to a lot of great people, and I thought, hey, let's get some of that stuff, put it out there for people each week, so I hope you are really going to love what we're going to do in the time ahead. So just a few weeks ago, I was invited to speak to a large number of Catholic staff. So often I deliver seminars and training for Catholic education officers and schools, and here I am talking about areas around Catholic identity and what it means to be a Catholic teacher. And I was doing a lot of reading, and I got to read some of the great encyclicals. Now, I know you all read them. I know that all the encyclicals are placed next to your bed, and you read them every night before you go to sleep. Well, in case you haven't done that, you're one of the small number of people that haven't, I've done it for you, and I've got some great simple points. I'm going to bring you one each week, so let's just rip into it. I was reading the encyclical document, Catechesis in Our Time. What a word, catechesis. You know, catechesis is basically the whole task and role of teaching, of communicating deep truth. And as I was reading this document, taking notes, I had a real experience of kind of the wood, you know, missing the wood for the trees. I thought, as I was reading it, it kept talking about how central the act of teaching was to the life of Christ and to the early church. And if you read it carefully, which you don't have to do because I've done it for you, you learn that teaching was just so central, and that you as an educator or a parent or a leader actually partake in this amazing tradition of teaching. You know, teaching isn't just neutral. It's not just something that you thought would be a good career and you ended up doing. You're actually sharing in a phenomenal tradition. And as I was reading through it, I got some great quotes. And one of the first ones was a wonderful quote that said, "At the heart of catechesis, in essence, is a person. The person of Jesus." Now, we teach, and we're doing all sorts of stuff, and we're teaching different subjects. Well, you may be teaching in the home, just in how you relate with your kids. But at the heart of all our teaching is this deep spiritual principle of revealing a person. You go, well, how do we do that? We're just teaching science, or we're teaching this. I'm going, if you're teaching truth, if you're teaching to form the person in the fullness of who they are, and that will include specific subjects, then you're going to be revealing a person to them, because Christ is the truth. Isn't that a powerful idea? So another great quote from Catechesis in Our Time was to say that the aim of catechesis is to put people in touch with Jesus. Doesn't that kind of revolutionize your approach to teaching? Like when you walk in that room, or you're in leadership or an executive function, or you're a bishop. I mean, one of the bishops signed up for this podcast just yesterday. I mean, whoever you are, you know, at the end of all your teaching, you're revealing a person. And that's quite confronting, isn't it? Because you'll be thinking, well, I don't really do that. Well, if you're seeking to conform your own life to the life of Christ, this is going to flow through you. So the last quick quote that I was going to share from the document was this beautiful quote that says, "It is Christ alone who teaches. Anyone else teaches to the extent that they are Christ's spokesman, enabling Christ to teach with their lips." Isn't that amazing? That it's actually Christ who teaches. All the teaching that's done is actually done by him. But to the degree to which we're conformed to his life, he'll be using our life, using our lips. So our witness and our words to young people, whether our own kids or kids we're teaching, is just so powerful and so crucial. So isn't that sort of, I often say to people that, you know, being Catholic isn't just like joining a club. I mean, it does place challenges and demands on us, and I don't really think that's a bad thing if we have to grow and change and become someone better through prayer, sacraments, and Christian Catholic community. So the last quote I want to leave with you today is from a different document, from another great document that I'll share with you over the coming weeks. This is the Catholic School on the Threshold of the Third Millennium. Now, I have shared this quote with thousands of teachers, but just listen to these words. Teaching has an extraordinary moral depth and is one of the human person's most excellent and creative activities. For the teacher does not write on inanimate objects, but on the very spirits of human beings. I mean, isn't that amazing? That there's an enormous moral depth to this act of catechesis, this act of teaching that you're doing every day. You know, I've got young family, I've got little kids, and I'm teaching them all the time. And I've just got to be vigilant about what I'm doing here. Why? Because these aren't inanimate objects. It's not like I'm writing on a piece of paper. You know, I'm writing on the very spirits of these precious, malleable, growing human persons. So I want you to walk into that classroom today, or the staff room, or bishop's meeting, or parenting, whatever it is you're doing, and realize that your interactions in terms of how you teach is a profoundly spiritual moral task because you share in a great tradition. So the homework for the week is just to be sensitive to that thing and just say to yourself, you know, this isn't neutral. This is powerful stuff. Part of a great tradition, writing on the very spirits of human beings gives a great dignity, value, and worth to being Catholic and being a Catholic educator, bishop, leader, teacher, parent, whatever you are. I'm Jonathan Doyle. Great to speak with you this first podcast. Make sure you check out some of the fantastic stuff on our other sites. I'd love you to visit choices.com.au. We've just rolled out a massive new program for your students, which I think you're going to love. And if you've got younger kids, make sure you check out puberty.co. We've just launched a fantastic parent resource at puberty.co, which I think you'll love. You can follow us on Twitter at Choices Media. You can find me on Facebook just by typing in FBJonathan, fbjonathan.com. That'll take you straight to our Facebook page. I'd love to hear from you from there. Post something here in the comments. I'd love to hear what you think or experiences you're having. I'm Jonathan Doyle. See you next week on the Being Catholic podcast.
Hi again, and thanks for taking the time to enjoy another audio presentation from Jonathan Doyle at beingcatholic.com.au. We hope you can take a moment to recommend this message to friends, family, and colleagues by encouraging them to visit the website at www.beingcatholic.com.au. New content is being added all the time, and we look forward to welcoming you back in the time ahead.